again, just let the breath fill and spill, and notice how the breath enters and how it exits. Become aware. And yesterday I taught a class down at St. Mark's, and we mixed things up a little bit. We're going to mix it up a little bit today. Just play around a little bit. As long as you stay connected to the breath, as long as you don't start to muscle and force anything, and just be willing to go with the practice as it goes, you should feel amazing. Because the measure of this practice isn't what we do in this 60 minutes. This is really important. The measure of the practice isn't what we're doing asana-wise in this practice. The measure of this practice is, who am I choosing to be for myself? Who am I choosing to be moment by moment and breath by breath, so that when I leave here, I feel nurtured, supported. I don't feel as though, you know, it's not a place to criticize or get critical of what you can and can't do. That's actually one of the reasons we invite you to close the eyes. Because it's really normal to compare and compete just naturally. If your eyes are closed, you have nothing but yourself and the way you're feeling in the breath, in the stretch, to guide you. And if what we're searching for is a place of equanimity, a place that feels intuitively and responsibly well, then who cares what it looks like? And if you can't see it and nobody else around you can see it, then who cares? So expel your breath. And then take in an exaggerated inhale. Magnify that inhale. Just fill the lungs as best as you can. And then exhale, H-A, ha. We want suppleness. We want a softness and a decompressing before we even introduce movement. We want to feel fully. We want to breathe deeply. Stay focused. Stay present to the practice. One more time, expel your breath. And then follow it with a beautiful inhale. And if you could crank the volume up on the exhale just a little bit vibrationally. Exhale, let it go any way you want. I want you to notice whether that vibration is localized to just your lips, your mouth, your throat, or if you can let that just permeate your whole being and body, right? Expel the breath as you do things and breathe. Take in a deep and beautiful inhale. Full lungs, full lungs, full lungs, full lungs. Vibrationally, let it go. And I got to cover one other thing. This evening, we're fortunate to have Johnny. Johnny owns one of our studios down in Florida, and he's visiting. He taught the last class. But with your head down and your eyes closed, he gives great adjustments. But if you're somebody who just doesn't need, want, or desire an adjustment, just raise your hand now. He'll notice you. And then we'll respect that. So we're good there. And then gently on your next breath, go ahead and let's just transition into all fours. And with the eyes closed, start a little bit of cat-cow. You know, belly down, head up, opposite, head down, round the spine, eyes closed. Again, moment by moment and breath by breath, we're trying to bring this practice as inwardly as we can. When the eyes are closed, we tend to lose a little bit of sense of time as well. We're in the moment. Continue doing it. And for the handful of you, or the majority of you who came here wanting to get your yoga on, it's coming. It's coming. I suggest you enjoy what we're doing right now. You will be longing for it. And then release back into child's pose. We have soft music. And I want to encourage what I hear little ripples of, which is letting your breath be free. These hummings, these vibrations are really organic and they feel amazing. And we all have our own frequency. So find your frequency. You find it by playing with it, not emulating anybody else. We do some collective breaths, but as well, we'll do individual. Transition into downward facing dog, please. Hips high, heels low. You can crease the knees, roll the hips, bend your elbows. I just want you to feel yourself fully into your whole body, your whole skin. And then I want you to search for something that feels good and then try to deepen that experience. And so you gotta have to give up a little bit of your routine to explore and find something new and different. And then go ahead and just come into a down dog. Soften the knees and glance forward. Walk or lightly jump through. On the inhale, take a half lift. Lengthen. On the exhale, forward fold. Separate the feet about hip width. Inhale, breathe in. Roll yourself up on cartilage and vertebrae at a time. Roll up, roll up, roll up. Arms up all the way to the ceiling. The chin is level at the moment. The fingers are spread. The pinkies are slightly rotated toward one another. I want you to feel yourself pressing through the feet. I want you to feel yourself tugging in through the navel, lifting through the sternum and heart, reaching through the arms and fingers. Feel it. Breathe. There's something really powerful in being still. And there's a kind of quiet, I was telling people yesterday, there's a kind of quiet that's not predicated on the volume of my voice, the music in the room. It's an internal kind of quiet. The eyes softly drift open, you relax the neck, you glance up, you inhale, press through the heels, lift through the heart, reach through your fingers, draw the arms back. And then whenever it feels appropriate, go ahead and release and then hinge all the way forward. And on the inhale, take a half lift and then walk it back or jump back, upper push-up plank. Take a nice inhale and flow low. Inhale, open the heart, draw the shoulders back. On the exhale, curl the toes under down dog. How good can I make my practice feel? Soften the knees, glance forward. Walk or lightly jump through. Inhale, take a half lift. Exhale, forward pull. Inhale, roll yourself up, reach up, stretch up, go back a little further, hips forward a little farther, and then let it go whenever it feels right. Inhale, half lift, jump back, low flow. Find your own way of moving and breathing. Expel the breath. Take in an exaggerated inhale. Deep, deep, deeper, deeper still. And exhale, H-A, ha. Soften the knees, glance forward, walk or lightly, jump through. Inhale, do your half lift, jump back, you know, do your whole thing. Inhale, roll yourself all the way up, reach up, stretch up a little further, glance back a little farther, let it go. Do your own, jump back, flow. strong arms press out of the shoulders, press down through the heels, press back through the legs, but don't make it too intense. Don't make it too tight. Just breathe. Take a nice inhale. And then let's go ahead and just transition to all fours. Be conscious of the person behind you, but again, close your eyes as much as possible. And on the next inhale, send your right leg back in line with your hip. Create length from the hip to the toes. Do not collapse into the shoulders. Gently, the left arm forward in line with the shoulders. So we have length along the left ribs, the right hip to the toes, all the way to the left fingertips. Spread those fingers wide so you, right, you want to feel. And if you can lift the arm and leg just a little bit higher without sacrificing or compromising the breath, without creating a bunch of tension in the face, do that. And now, just take your left arm and put it over the person to your left. Awesome. A little more. Now take your right leg and bring it around to the right for awkward airplane. Yep, over that person's hip, a little higher than that cue. Straighten the leg there, Alina. Lift your left shoulder, Alina. Now, soften your facial features. It's supposed to be intense. Stay with it. If you can bring the leg a little higher and a little more forward. Yes, I'm speaking to you, every one of you. And the left arm back a little further, lift the chest. Sensation, feeling should be running through you right now. And then go ahead, leg back, arm forward. Inhale, leg up, arm up, bend the knee, grab the foot, kick away, keep the chin level and straight, and kick it up and away. Head up, and then kick. It's not supposed to be easy. Listen, I'm going to be introducing really ridiculously challenging moments to see if you won't compromise your breath, if you won't get reactive, if you'll be responsive to the moment and stay connected to your breath, the face serene, the eyes closed if possible. Kick and lift, and then release arm forward, leg back. And then inhale, arm up, leg up, and all fours. I told you. And inhale, left leg. And then right arm. Lengthen. Spread the fingers. Lift out of the shoulder. Feel. Breathe deeply. Heel fully, and then gently bring that right arm around to the right, and bring your left leg around to the left, just move it a little bit if you can. Now straighten your leg a little bit. Next, you just have to look a little higher, brother. Everybody else, listen to your body. That's where I'm at, right there. Five, three, four. Three, two, one. Arm forward like that. Inhale, lengthen, lift. Bend the knee. Grab the foot. Back. Inhale, lengthen and lift. Release. Go right into downward facing dog. Expel the breath. Take in an exaggerated inhale. Let it all go. Awesome. Inhale, right leg up. On the exhale, right foot through the hands. Release your left heel. Inhale up into warrior one. Good. Reach. Soften the face. 90-degree angle on that. Right knee. Close the eyes. Soften the face. Deepen the breath. Feel. Close the eyes. Spread the fingers. On the next inhale, lower the hip. Draw the arms back. Release. Both hands down. Right leg back. Glide through your flow. Come into down dog. Inhale, left leg up. Exhale, left foot through. Release the right heel. Come on up into warrior one. 90-degree angle as best as possible. Soften the features of your face. Close the eyes. Deepen the breath. And feel. Breath is fluid and flowing. And do one on your own. So you'll come into down dog, do the right side, go through it, do the left side, but it'll be fluid and smooth. Right leg through, lower hips, inhale your arms back, and then release it and flow to your left side. In your own way, you don't have to look at anybody else. You're not supposed to look like anybody else. I need to find a way of moving and breathing that is predicated on my own intuition, instincts, and well-being. Keep it fluid. Close the eyes if you can. It takes practice. And again, it's to bring the emphasis inwardly. After you've done your left side, when you come into down dog, let it fill and spill, fill and spill. Spread those fingers wide. Draw down through the heels. Close the eyes. Spread those fingers. On the inhale, right leg up. On the exhale, right foot through. Warrior one into warrior two. Right arm forward, left arm back. Heels in line. Sit a little lower. Tuck the tailbone. Draw the navel in. Reach in through the fingers. Press it down through the shoulders. Be aware of that rear belt. Left arm kind of gets forgotten. Right? Reach. Dynamic stretching. We have multiple flows of energy. Right? Tucking the tailbone. Drawing the navel in, we're looking through the heart, we're pressing down through the shoulders, we're reaching out through our fingers, and we're lengthening to the crown of our head. Turn over the right shoulder, take a nice deep inhale. On the exhale, windmill the arms and flow. Keep it fluid. On your next inhale, left leg up. On your exhale, left foot through. Warrior one, warrior two. Left arm forward, right arm back. Shoulders pressed down. Fingers to the fingers. Close the eyes. Soften the features of your face. Notice whether you feel lengthening. Apply both arms away from one another. You put that foot through the chest. Reach. Soften the face. Reach. do one set of warrior two on your own. On your own, and you'll keep it fluid and flowing from the right side to the left side. Again, and I will remind you through this hour, who am I choosing to be for myself? Sensitive, compassionate, supportive. After you've done your left side, just come into down dog. Let it fill and spill. Strengthen those arms. Lift those hips. Lower those heels. Deepen your breath. You get a lot of freedom in this practice, right? You get to explore. When you come into down dog, expel the breath. Taking a deep, deep inhale. Let it go vibrationally, loudly. On the inhale, right leg up. On the exhale, right foot through. Warrior one, warrior two. Try with frequency if you can get a little lower in that hip. And I want you to hear that my language is pregnant with invitation. I'm not demanding anything of anyone. No yoga teacher knows what you're feeling, what you're going through. Right? So we take responsibility for our own practice. Eyes softly open, right palm face up, extend forward toward the front, stay low, sweep up and back, and then bring that left hand above or below the knee, behind the mat, put that in the thigh, reach, step, draw the knee forward, draw the fingers back, one more time, and then release it and flow. Right into down dog. Body, breath, and movement. On the inhale, left leg up. On the exhale, left foot through. Warrior one, warrior two. Left palm face up, glide it forward, sweep it high and back. You got that energy coming forward and back. Again, multiple flows of energy. And then on the next breath, go ahead, knee forward, stretch it back. Flow, do one set on your own. Eyes closed if possible. On your own. You know, doing these quote on your owns is really supporting you in recognizing that you are your own best teacher. Right? You feel. You take responsibility. Down dog. Okay, we're going to make things a little challenging now. So I want you to be committed to your best expression of being committed without losing awareness of your breath or your practice. On the inhale, right leg up. On the exhale, bring it through. Find warrior one, warrior two. reach through the right fingers, release my bicep over the ear, and lengthen all along the shoulder, ribs, hip, leg, foot. Place the emphasis in that left leg, come on both arms long. Rotate the pinkies toward one another, spread the fingers a little wider, and chin away from the chest. Chin up. There you go. That's nice. Reach, 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 reach. Release. Bring it down, right hand down, left arm up. Without trying to lift too high in that hip, as best as you can, spread those fingers wide. Stay with that. Bring your hand closer to the floor. And then roll over the left arm and then bring it down in front of your leg, round and through. Grab the front of that shin. Breathe into that left hip. Look at the hip, it's the largest joint in the body. Right? This holds a tremendous amount of stress and motion. Breathe into it and nice inhale. And then release left arm behind the back, right arm behind, find if it's accessible to you. If not, do whatever version of it you can. And then roll over. Roll open, draw long, squeeze that right leg, hold it there. 16, just kidding, 5, 4, 3, 2, release left hand down, right hand up. Stay low in that hip. Nice inhale, and then squeeze up into warrior two. Beautiful, bring that right arm down into warrior one. On the next inhale, lower the hips slightly, draw the arms back, release into power lunge. Interlace the fingers behind you, draw them away. Now you know where we're going, right? It's the opposite of suppressing. It's a release. It's a vibrational, loud kind of. Let whatever, if any, frustration, it doesn't have to have been frustration you felt today. It could be residual frustration from days, weeks, years. But just give it a shot, okay? Release the hands, draw the arms straight out in front of you, and get a little bit louder. Ah! And float. That was a good one. Try it, right side. See, it does. See, that was exactly what's supposed to happen. Then it just does it on its own, right? I had to beg you to do it a minute ago. All right, so you got it right. Let's come to an upper push-up plank. Okay, and I always give this disclaimer. I do it every single time, and I will do it forever. If this is your first class at Yoga to the People, I'm sorry. And I don't typically teach this class, so don't avoid it. All right. Inhale the right leg up in line with your right hip. Take a nice inhale and lower your chest halfway. And then squeeze it out. And then again, inhale, lower, a little lower. Come on, big man. And then squeeze it out. And then almost touch your chest to the mat. And then squeeze it out. Yep. And then release right leg down. And left leg up. Take a nice inhale, lower. And squeeze it out. And then again, a little lower, and then squeeze it out. Come on, Last one. I want you to hold it in a low plank. Come on. Hold it there. Hold it there. Hold it there. Hold it there. Squeeze it out. Okay. Okay. Come on, Q. Get back in it. Get back in it, Q. Let's go. Let's go. All right. Now, inhale, right leg off the mat and left arm forward toward the front of the studio. We're going to work the little stabilizer muscles. Come on now. Now, go ahead and come on. Alina. Alina. Okay, okay. Hold it there. Q. Q. I can see you. You're like 6 inches from me. And release. You're like my 4-year-old boy. You think if you close your eyes and don't look at me, I can't see you. Inhale your left leg up. And now right arm forward. Find the balance. Level the shoulders. Come on, Richard. 5, 4, 3, 2, release and float. Expel the breath. Take in a beautiful inhale. And then we'll let it go. Inhale, right leg up. And on the exhale, bring it into half pigeon, please. You don't think you're all connected? Okay. Square it up, lift, and then gently lower. And then find that breath, soften that body. And sometimes, you know, these passive poses are difficult in a different kind of way, right? Because when I'm having you do some of these awkward airplanes or some of these other, you know, asanas, they require a certain level of maybe strength or, you know, at least consciousness and awareness for balance. When we're in these passive poses like this, the danger is people drift away. And what I want you to do is be conscious of that and drift inward again. Feel fully the weightiness or lightness of your body. What happens is you get present to the weightiness. First, we're unconscious of it all. Then we become conscious and it can feel kind of weighty or stuck. And then as we continue to breathe, there's kind of a lightness that can fill the body. And just like I said, there's a kind of quiet, there's a kind of stillness. Soften your facial features. You know, if you're going to do anything, okay, because I know it happens. I used to walk into a yoga studio and everybody would say, leave your life outside the door. In 24 freaking years, I've never been able to do that. I mean, I just haven't been able to do that. What I am able to do, though, when I'm gently reminded, is to direct my attention somewhere. So if you're struggling to keep yourself in the room, if you're going to think about anything, I want you to think about something you feel passionate about or love. Okay? Let that be your presence of your practice. Be willing to feel fully, right? To breathe, to move, to feel. Play with your breath in this passive place. Look for a vibration. You could do what he just did. You could flutter your lips. You know, you could hum like a bee or a bird. Be open to the experience. Give up what the hell anybody else might think about you doing what you're doing. They're too busy worried about what people think about them to even be thinking about you. You get that? That follows, right? This can be a very sensual, and by sensual I mean sensory filled, kind of a self-love for ourselves. Allow it. You don't have to be tough in here. You don't have to be rigid in here. today. Everybody expel the breath. Take in a deep, beautiful inhale. And just at your own softly let it permeate. Just let it release and permeate simultaneously. And then on your own, go ahead and transition to your left side. Can you get those lights, Jay, and these ones? Or Richard, where are these ones right here? Oh, beautiful. And the one in the back. Those are back there, though. Yeah, it's by the door. Glide through your flow any way you want. My body, my practice. And if you really spend some time in here and you really do some of the work that's not just physiological, you know, just not the asanas, right? The deeper work. The deeper work where you allow yourself to feel, where you create a safe space for you, and this is one, that you can feel fully and breathe deeply. You will find over the course of your practice that things start to kind of bubble to the surface. You know, feelings are like worms. People bury them, but they come to the surface again. And what you get when you suppress, you know, some of the tough stuff, right, is you get it for one more day. That's the great payoff. I had a student in Seattle who, she started crying. Her name was Natasha. Started crying, and a week later she came to me, she goes, I can't stop crying. I mean, I haven't cried most of my life, and all of a sudden I come here and I'm just a blubbering baby. And I'd known her for a couple years. It took her a couple years to start blubbering. And I said, Natasha, I never ever feel sorry for anybody who cries in this practice. I feel sorry for all the people that don't give themselves permission, or that don't have courage, or can only cry in the privacy of their own bathroom or bedroom. Like, crying is a profound release, and it takes a tremendous amount of courage. You know, just be willing to feel fully. I mean, we're so, again, we have to be a certain way at work, we have to be a certain way in our relationships, we have to be a certain way, certain way. And here, let that go. You're worth it. Expel your breath. Take in a deep inhale, belly will press into the floor, right? And then let it go however you want. And I told you we're going to mix it up a little bit. We're going to do that now. I want you to go ahead and find a comfortable seated position. Just transition gently. It's no rush, no rush, no rush. And vibration, when you were in the womb, before your ears developed, really, before language was understood, vibration is where it's all at. And so I really believe that vibration has the capacity to have tremendous healing to it. And provide us just an amazing sense of well-being through the central nervous system. So go ahead and get comfortable, sit kind of straight. What we're going to do is we're going to hum, okay? We're going to hum with some music. Do the best you can. And if you can, you can kind of clockwise or counterclockwise or side to side. Eyes closed preferably. And then we're going to do an eyes open part. But this time I just want to see how much inward you can go. And the humming doesn't just come from the lips or the mouth or even the throat. Really from below the navel. And you can let it just permeate out through your whole being. Do the best you can. So just do the best you can. Go ahead. Soothing effect. Even if it's just the head rotating, the shoulders dripping. Increase the volume and the vibration a little bit. Notice how your vibrational sound kind of dissolves into the sound in the room. And there is no wrong way to hum. There is no wrong way to move. Hear the vibration. Love song, we tend to project it onto others, maybe somebody we have an affection for. But what if the love song is really meant, or the message is meant, from us to ourselves? coming.
yourself know in a few moments when you get up, please be considerate of those around you. You're covered for another 23 hours.